Hey there, and welcome to the amazing FBA podcast number one. My name is Michael Veazey, and I'm really excited to be joining you here today for the very, very first podcast in what I hope is going to be a long line of really entertaining and informative podcasts for everyone who's interested in Amazon FBA selling. So let me introduce myself. My name is Michael. I'm a musician by training and background, and do a lot of coaching as well, a lot of vocal coaching, which I love, and a lot of teaching beginners various instruments, which I really don't love. So I'm planning to give that up soon. It's one of my personal motivations for doing this podcast and doing Amazon FBA. So let me tell you a little bit of background about why I'm doing this podcast. Basically, I've been inspired by a lot of podcasts over the years. I love various different podcasts that I follow. I've been listening and especially following Tim Ferriss for many years, the 4-Hour Workweek blog, that's spelled out as it sounds. I'll do show notes for these things as well. But he's a really, really inspiring guy. The 4-Hour Workweek is an amazing book. I could rave about that for hours. Seth Godin is another person who's an incredible business thinker. There's a particular blog that he runs. I don't look at that so much. The podcast is The Startup School by him. That's excellent. But there's two particular things that have inspired me for this particular set of podcasts. One is Freedom Fast Lane by Ryan Daniel Moran, but above all, it's The Amazing Seller by Scott Folker. He's an American-based seller on Amazon, obviously very successful, incredibly generous guy, really enthusiastic, so fantastic. So props to you, Scott, for running your podcast and for inspiring me to run this. So why this podcast? Why does it exist at all? Well, hopefully it's going to help you if you're a UK-based seller, because although there's some fantastic materials out there for a lot of people based in America, although I sell in Amazon USA, as well as in the United Kingdom, we have particular pluses and minuses about that situation. There's a particular take on life. And also I'm British. I have a particular sort of approach to life, which I guess it may resonate with my listeners if I get any. Presuming that you're hearing this, at least I've got one. That's a start. It's a little bit about a little bit more background about me and why I got into Amazon FBA. I've been a musician. I studied music at university and music colleges in various different places, including Germany, the north of England, and also in Wales. And I've always, though, had an interest in developing a business on the side, partly because I was aware that music is a very difficult way of making a living. It's a great art. It's a great thing to be doing. I love it, but the financial side of it, I do not love. The insecurity, the poor pay, everything else. So I've been really looking at other ways of earning a living really for the last 15 years or so, and never really found anything that worked. I've been on countless courses, paid a lot of money for various things. I found a set of people that I found were really helpful at training me to be a better coach and vocal coach and to market myself that way, and that's still something that I do and that I love doing and will continue doing. But the main people who helped me with that were guys called Daniel Wagner and James Watson. So props to them for setting up their wonderful group, coaching group, which they then morphed into a group that became an affiliate of The Amazing Selling Machine, which is the big juggernaut of Amazon FBA, I should say, selling. So I was part of their group, and like a lot of people, they started off selling to coaches and consultants this idea of the Amazon FBA as a business, and they expected, say, 50 people out of their several hundred people to go for it, and like about a couple of hundred people went for it. So it was a massive success for them, and so I went through the ASM training, and then after that's gradually faded, they had fantastic live events which they ran for quite a long time. That's now finally come to an end. So over the last few months, I found myself more and more falling back on the podcast by Scott Folker, The Amazing Seller podcast, which I totally recommend to anyone. I'll put it in the show notes as well. So that's how I've ended up doing Amazon. And unlike just about any other type of business, let alone online business, it's actually begun to really take off and show some results. Now, I'm not claiming to be some kind of guru about this. I started selling on Amazon last November. It took me ages, to be honest, from starting the training to actually getting inventory live. I spent ages in phase zero, as Ryan Daniel Moran calls it on his Freedom God, let me try that again. Freedom Fast Lane podcast. Sorry, I'm not a professional broadcaster. I will get better, I hope. And so he calls that phase zero, and I spent ages in that. To be fair to myself, I signed up for the Amazing Seller course and then discovered that I had to move from Surrey, where I was living, just south of London, to London. Or I didn't have to move to London, but I made the move as a musician. It's where it's all at. So that took up a lot of time last summer. So it took me, and then I got doing a load of new teaching work as well as playing work. The playing work was good. It's what I wanted to move to London for. The teaching work was really mind-blowingly boring, and it's not because I'm a bad teacher of everyone, but I'm a bad teacher for beginners and instrumentalists. So I just want to defend myself there. I'm great with singers, really good sorting out choirs. Give me somebody with an audition in a West End show tomorrow, or an opera singer, no problem. I'm done. I'm all over it. Anyway, so that's a bit of an aside. But so I was very, very busy doing a lot of other stuff. So anyway, a lot of excuses I'm making here, aren't I? I got live right at the end of November, so practically the 1st of December, and it's now July 15th in 2015. And since then, I've sold just over $20,000 worth of products. So they're all over in the USA. So in pounds, that's what, £12,000, £13,000. That's sales, not profit. I want to be clear about the difference there. But although it took a while to get profitable, it is now profitable. So it's bringing in, you know, a several hundred pounds a month profit, which is not an impressive number, but I'm going to be working on improving that. I hope you don't find my voice sounds overtired. If you do, then forgive me, but I was up till 2 a.m. last night preparing 46 products to be shipped into Amazon UK, and they're going to go live this evening. That's somehow quick. This process can happen. There are parts of the process that can take a very long time. We can talk about that in detail over the coming months, assuming you're with me and listening to me. That's part of the whole thing that you've got to have as an entrepreneur. You've got to be willing to stay up night, because I'd arrange to go out for lunch with my girlfriend, and as I love her and also wish to avoid traumatic arguments, we honored that. So I had to get this stuff done in the middle of the night. And sometimes, you know, the reality is that you're going to have to work very, very hard now, and then hopefully to reap the benefits later, as Pat Flynn says in his podcast, work hard now, reap the benefits later. So that's a bit of background. In fact, maybe more background than you want. Obviously, I'm very open to guidance from you guys and to what you think is useful, what you think it isn't. Bear in mind, I'm doing this for free. I've no plans to charge for this podcast now or ever, really. So be merciful. But on the other hand, give me feedback, because this is brand new. And it's for you. So who is it for? This is a very good question that implies. So really, this is for somebody who wants to explore the Amazon FBA opportunity and private labeling on Amazon. I have yet to do retail arbitrage, but if I do that, I'm happy to share how that works as well. If that's not a phrase you've come across yet, then don't worry about that. Forget it for the moment. All will be revealed if it's relevant. But really, it's for somebody who wants to get started in that. Maybe they've done ASM or Amazing Seller Machine and been part of a group, but they find that they're now gradually isolated as they come towards the end of that process. Maybe they're in the middle of that process learning that. Maybe they've never done any other form of training in Amazon and they want to start from ground zero. That's fine. I'm intending to work from the basics up towards more complex stuff. I know, I'm fortunate enough to know quite a few really successful Amazon sellers based in the UK, and I will obviously be approaching them to interview them. If you're interested in that, again, let me know what you're interested in. I know some people are turning over $30,000, $40,000, $50,000 a month, mostly based selling in the USA, but most of the UK sellers seem to get around to selling in the UK as well, which has its own particular challenges. Also selling in Europe as well. There are 5 marketplaces attached to the UK, the Amazon Europe, I should say, which as well as the UK. So I'll be getting into that as well. As I personally learn that, I'm just starting on that journey. So I'll also be covering basic overview of strategy, some overall business thinking, which I think needs to be there, but we will get into the nuts and bolts and the details as well. And some warning stories of stuff that I've done that I've messed up, as well as things that I've done that's successful. So I'm not going to try and pretend to be some flawless guru here by any stretch of the imagination. Also, we'll do some Q&A sessions as well, where you send in your questions. I'm going to set up a blog for this so to make it easier for you to send in questions. Still working out how and all that stuff works. So anyone who's got a great bit of knowledge about how to set up podcasts and a blog, I can probably do on a WordPress background. I'm reasonably familiar with that. So nevertheless, any tips I'd be grateful for, because I've not really run a blog before. I've put plenty of little websites up, but they've mostly been kind of brochure websites, not really a blog, not interactive. So be interested in that. We can always set up a Facebook group if there's demand. So it's all there to play for, really, that I'm willing to set up a real community here. And even if there's demand for it, set up face-to-face meetings. I'm based in London. Obviously, that's quite an easy place for people to get to from different places in the UK. So even from Europe, if people are interested in coming that far. So basically, let me know what's going to be of use for you. First of all, are you interested at all? What do you want? What are the biggest problems you're facing? What's like the number one thing that you need to know? How much detail do you need to know? That kind of thing. So that's basically it in terms of who it's for and why you should be interested in it. Why I'm doing it really is because I think it's going to be fun. I'm a natural talker. I'm a natural linguist and language-based person. So it's very natural for me to chat all day about this stuff that I'm doing. And I want to connect to people. I want to connect to you. I want to also connect to high-level sellers out there. That may be you. And generally create more of a community here that I'm missing being part of a community. The final thing that we're aiming for, I suppose, with this is to think more about not just building an Amazon business, but depending on where you're at in the process, to go in with a mentality of building a business that is actually a brand. In other words, it has a reputation, it has a value in itself, and is not just dependent on Amazon, that you explore other possibilities like eBay, which has not gone away, still online, still quite big, and your own e-commerce store based on your own website and your own email lists. And again, we can get into that in great detail as and when it's appropriate for you and depending on what you want. So let me know if you've enjoyed this. Let me know what you would like to have in your first few episodes. I'll be guided by my audience. And I'm rooting for you. If you're thinking of going into this, there's many things in its favor. There's also many things that you need to go in aware of the realities. And I'm happy to discuss both things. If you're already starting on your journey in this, congratulations, then there's many, many things that I can help you with, I hope, from my experience and from many other people's experience, from smarter people than me. So that's it for this episode. So I'd like to say thanks very much for giving you your time. I totally appreciate that. As far as I'm concerned, my time is the most valuable thing I have. I will, and I do, pay people money just to save my time, because I value it so, so much. And as I get older, I'm in my early 40s now, but the older I get, the more value I put on time. So I appreciate you giving me your time. And tune in soon. I'm intending to do at least one podcast a week. So keep an eye on this feed, if it's on iTunes or in the podcast app in your iPhone or anything like that. Let me know anything that I can do to help you. And anyone who's got any ideas about anyone who would be good to interview based in the UK, preferably, because that's where the focus of this podcast is, then let me know. And equally, if you've got any bright ideas about how to set up a blog or a podcast, if you have experience of doing that successfully, and also if you've made mistakes with that I can avoid, I'd be very grateful to hear from you. Other than that, have a great day, and get out there, get exploring this Amazon opportunity, and go and do your product research, and get learning, guys, because I will meet you at the next podcast with some where the rubber hits the road, as they say in the States. Take care.